Government troops have regained control of an important city in eastern Congo. Residents of Bukavu beat drums and honked horns as the soldiers marched into town, replacing rebels who fled without firing a shot. The insurgency has threatened a country that's trying to recover from 5 years of civil war. Congo remains exceedingly wealthy in resources, but exceedingly poor in stability. The transitional government, led by President Joseph Kabila, controls little more than the capital city. The country is also suffering from a worn-down and looted infrastructure, which some international relief agencies are now trying to repair. One such project is the rehabilitation of a train line in the isolated province of Maniema. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
The city of Kindu sits in the interior of the Congo, 1,200 miles upriver from the capital, Kinshasa. Kindu used to be a bustling port where goods moved between river barges and a railway to the southern border. In 1998, when the Congo civil war broke out, both river and rail traffic came to a halt. Even before the war, Kindu was a remote outpost, slipping steadily into decline under the corrupt rule of President Mobutu Sese Seko. Now it has no running water, only sporadic electricity, and almost no gasoline. There are no passable roads, and the only commercial goods come in and out by plane, or after being pushed upriver for days in dugout canoes. Prior to the fighting breaking out last week in the city of Bukavu, a rail line linking Kindu with the southern city of Lubumbashi was on the verge of reopening. Villagers have been working for months to revamp the 900 miles of track almost entirely by hand.
1 week to transport this quantity. It's very, very difficult.
30 miles south of Kindu, Christophe Kasugu is in charge of a crew of 9 barefoot men who are toiling in the tropical midday heat to replace a drainage culvert. The railway here cuts through a tangle of trees, vines, and bushes. Palm fronds and thick green stalks of bamboo lean in towards the rusted tracks. All the materials to repair the culvert, including what looked like a dump truck load of gravel, was lugged to the site in buckets on men's heads. Kasugu says the men first had to cut a path through the jungle with machetes just to get here.
This come by lorry, and men, they transport by head. This is a problem.
The transitional government in Kinshasa doesn't even have money to repair the roads in the capital. The rehabilitation of the Kindu-Lubumbashi Railway is being funded by international relief groups. Along this section of the tracks, the Atlanta-based humanitarian aid agency CARE is organizing groups of villagers to hack down the encroaching vegetation with machetes. The head of the railway in Kindu, Karimbo Malandala, says the task of refurbishing 900 miles of track through the jungle is huge.
Déboisement.
Malandala says trees had to be cut back, looted railway ties had to be replaced, bent rails had to be straightened. Malandala is one of a unique breed of Congolese bureaucrats who, despite civil war, the lack of a central government, and even the collapse of his own agency, continues to show up for work every day. He hasn't been paid for 67 months, but the railway is his passion, and anyway, there are a few other paying jobs in Kindu. Malandala says the opening of the railway will revive the economy of the entire region. This part of the Congo has been completely isolated, he says. The train will allow our agricultural products to get to market. The train line was built in 1906 by Belgian colonialists who used forced labor to cut their way north through the jungle. The train allowed them to move missionaries into the area and extract rubber, ivory, and other materials. On a test run to survey the tracks, kids rush from mud huts to wave at Malandala and his crew. Many of the children have never seen a train before. 70 miles south of Kindu is the village of Kibombo. Kibombo is even more isolated than Kindu because it's not on the river. The only traders who venture here come by foot or after several days' journey by bicycle. Kibombo used to be a railway town. Mud huts thatched with wide banana leaves line the tracks. Most people fled from Kibombo during the war and lived in the bush. In their absence, rampaging soldiers looted much of the village. At the hospital, rebels even stole the beds. The hospital staff has secondhand medical equipment that was sophisticated in the 1950s, but now they no longer have electricity to run it. The only doctor, Jean-Yves Mukamba, patches people up by candlelight and then sterilizes his equipment in water boiling over an open fire.
Donc ça c'est très très difficile de gérer un hôpital comme ça.
Dr. Mukamba says he sees a lot of post-operative infections because the conditions at the hospital aren't sterile. The Kibombo Hospital is a government institution, but like most civil servants in the Congo, none of the staff here have been paid for years. Mukamba says he gets a small stipend from the humanitarian arm of the European Union, which allows him to keep his employees fed. The Congolese Civil War was one of Africa's most deadly conflicts. It killed more than 3 million people, primarily as a result of disease and starvation. Officially, the war ended 18 months ago, but some people in Kibombo say they don't know whether the war is over or not. Over the last year, as villagers warily return to the village, they've rebuilt their lives primarily with what they can scavenge from the forest. With no one earning money in Kibombo, a barter system has developed. Robert Shako Yangola explains that clothes are one of the most sought-after commodities. The traditional colorful cloth that women wrap around their waists as a skirt, Yangola says, trades for 600 cups of rice. A used pair of pants goes for 5 to 7 gallons of palm oil. Despite the arrival of Malandela and his work crew by rail earlier in the day, Yangola doesn't believe that the commercial trains will ever return. But if they do, he adds, it will improve the lives of the people here dramatically. The train project suffered a setback last week when renegade Congolese troops seized the city of Bukavu. The fighting was 200 miles east of the rail line, but the assault on Bukavu and the riots that followed sent shockwaves across the country. Many of the international aid workers who were coordinating the train project were evacuated. Plans to run the first train between Lubumbashi and Kindu on June 20th have been scrapped. But organizers of the project say that if the mutiny in the east can be contained and peace can really come to the Congo, commercial rail traffic could resume here for the first time in almost 6 years. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
You can find maps and photos of life around the railway by going to our website at npr.org.